Your Bibles, please, for our second reading, 1 Chronicles chapter 2. First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Then the sons of Judah: and Onan, and Shelah, which three were born unto him of the daughter of Shua the Canaanitess. And the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bare him Perez and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Zerah: Zimri and Ethan and Haman and Kalkol and Darah. Five of them in all. And the sons of Carmi: Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the thing accursed. And the sons of Ethan: Azariah. The sons also of Hezron that were born unto them: Jeramiel and Ram and Kelubai. And Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, prince of the children of Judah. And Nashon begat Salma, and Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat his firstborn Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shema the third, Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah: Abishai and Joab and Asahel, three. And Abigail bare Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. And Caleb, the son of Hezron, begat children of Azubah, his wife, and of Jeremoth. Her sons are these: Jesher and Shobab and Ardan. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur. And Hur begat Uri, and Uri begat Bezalel. And afterward Hezron went into the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And Segub begat Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Gesher and Aram, with the towns of Jair from them, with Kinat and the towns thereof, even 80 cities. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after that, Hezron was dead in Caleb Ephrathah. Then Abia, Hezron's wife, bare him Asher, the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Bunah, and Oren, and Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel also, and another wife whose name was Atara, she was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel, were Maaz and Jamin and Aker. And the sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada. And the sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bare him Ahban and Molid. And the sons of Nadab: Seled and Appaim, but Seled died without children. And the sons of Appaim: Ishi. And the sons of Ishi: Sheshan. And the children of Sheshan: Ahlai. And the sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai: Jether and Jonathan. And Jether died without children. And the sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zaza. These were the sons of Jeramiel. Now Sheshan had no sons but daughters, and Sheshan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Jarha. And Sheshan gave his daughter to Jarha, his servant, to wife, and she bare him Attai. And Atayibet begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zabad, and Zabad begot Ephlal, and Ephlal begat Obed, and Obed begat Jehu, and Jehu begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Helez, and Helez begat Eliasah, and Eliasah begat Sisamai, and Sisamai begat Shalum, and Shalum begat Jechamiah, and Jechamiah begat Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, were Mesha, his firstborn, which was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Marishah, the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron, Korah, and Tapuah, and Rechem, and Shema. And Shema begat Raham, the father of Jorkoam, and Rechem begat Shammai. And the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzur. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran, and Mozah, and Gazez, and Haran begat Gazez. And the sons of Jahdai, Regem, and Jotham, and Gishon, and Pelet, and Ephah, and Sha'af. Ma'akah, Caleb's concubine, bare Sheber, and Tirhanah. She bare also Sha'af, the father of Madmanah, Shiva, the father of Machbena, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, the father of Kirjath Jaarim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, Hareph, the father of Bethgader, and Shobal, the father of Kirjath Jaarim, had sons, Harweh, and half of the Mananhethites. And of the families of Kirjath Jaarim, the Ithrites, and the Puhites, and the Shumathites, and the Mishraites, then came of them came the Zerahites and the Eshtaolites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Atarot, the house of Joab, half of the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites that came of Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So it is admitted by many commentators that many of these connections we don't really understand any longer, that these are places and so on. But there are enough things here that we might understand at least some things that will help us and encourage us. In the first section, I have that as verses 1 through 17. We have the genealogy of the sons of Jacob. The first six mentioned are the son of Leah, all which agree with Genesis 35. Then Dan is mentioned, not because he was Rachel's son, but because he was Rachel's handmaid's son, the first of hers, as she said, and then the other two sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. Next then is Naphtali, Bilhah's other son, born to Jacob. And finally, we have Gad and Asher, the sons of Zilpah. So the order is largely chronological, except that Dan is given a prominent place among the sons of Rachel, and that because he was unique as a tribe in that he forsook his habitation, which Moses had given him. He has distinguished himself from the others in that way. So we have the tribe of Judah then being detailed for us here. And we see, first of all, that the sins of the patriarchs are not soft-pedaled here. They are seen warts and all. Ur is seen as the sinner that he is. Onan's sin is not mentioned. This is because he was not the firstborn. And this is a genealogy instead. Remember that the Lord took Ur away because he was evil. And we ought to be humbled because the Lord still takes evil men away in his due time. Judah is seen in light of the sins that he committed as well, although they are modestly stated, right, in that it was Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, that gave birth to his sons. And so Judah's offspring are honestly and candidly reported for who they are, the product of incest. All right, so then note that Judah is mentioned first in the sons of Jacob, not because he was the firstborn, that was Reuben, But he went up to his father's bed and gave up the rights of primogeniture. And then also we have Simeon and Levi for their behavior at Shechem. They also lost the rights of primogeniture. And so Judah is the one that received the rights of primogeniture. Of course, that is the line from which David and Christ both come. And so he's given the prominence because of Christ who would come after him. Note also the names which resemble the sons of Levi, Korah. The sons of Korah are simply men of the same name and not the same men. And we see that Achan is also mentioned, who was of the tribe of Judah. And he is here said to be a man named Achar instead of Achan. Well, let's remember that this is about 1,000 years removed, 800, 900 years removed, and that names and their pronunciations change over time, and that shouldn't give us any difficulty. So then from Perez we go to Hezron, Hezron to Ram, and Ram down to David. This is the royal line. After this, in the next section, we see the second line, the Hezronite line, which is still a Judahite line, but it's not the royal line. All right, so then finally, if one were to do the work and compare all of these genealogies to the historical narratives, one would find some inconsistencies. There are name inconsistencies. Second, there are others named instead of their fathers in the historical narratives. And this is because the genealogies here in First Chronicles, and really not anywhere in the Scripture, they're not intended to be a generation-by-generation record. They're intended, rather, to hit some of the high points, often skipping 2-3 generations in order to march on to their goal. Third, we remember also that there are only 4 generations mentioned for Judah in the intervening 200 to 300 years between the sojourning of Jacob into Egypt and Achan, the troubler of Israel. Well, we know that there's more than that, although there are only 2 or 3 mentioned. Okay. So we note also that Jesse had daughters as well as sons, and there are 2 that are mentioned. And it is from this passage we learn David's relationship to Zeruiah and to her 3 sons, Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. Who were those men? They were David's cousins. That is why, number one, he drew them near to him. Not only were they men of great military prowess, but they were trusted relatives to David. And so that's why he drew them near. And we also think that that may have been part of David's difficulty to deal with them, because they were his near kin and often let them go with light punishments when they should have been punished more severely by civil authority. Okay, so then we come down to Caleb then in verse 18. And Caleb is a special case. Caleb is of mixed race. Notice that his genealogy is through the line of Judah, but he's a Kenite. He's not a member by birth of Judah, but was at some point, we're not told when or how, but Caleb was received into the family of Judah and inherited with them. In fact, if you'll remember, he had a mountain all of his own that Moses had promised him. So what this helps us to understand then is that that we understand that there is such a thing as godly adoption into the family of God, that these lines here that are traced, although they are familial lines, they're not absolutely familial lines. People could be brought in to someone's family. And being brought into that family, they were, like Moses will say in Exodus chapter 12, at the institution of the first Passover, they are as one born in the land at that point. And so Caleb has an inheritance among the people of God because he is adopted into the Judahite families. And we see some notable folks that come from Caleb's loins. We see a man by the name of Bezaleel. Do you remember Bezaleel? And Aholiab, you remember those 2 men? They were especially gifted by God to build the artifacts of the first tabernacle. The spirit of wisdom and understanding was put upon them. So may I say it this way, that Caleb was not only brought in for his benefit, but that some of those who came forth from him might also be of benefit in the church as well. And then also we see that the names of the sons of Caleb are described also in Numbers 32. There's much correspondence there in the settlings of the towns of Havoth Jair. And when we think of Caleb, we think of the Lord's bringing in one outside the line of Judah into the covenant. Though his genealogy is reckoned of Judah, his ancestry is from Seir. It may be that Caleb is mentioned at this point in Judah's line, because at the end of the first chapter, we see that Esau mingled his seed with the seed of Seir and settled in that area. And so now we have Caleb of Seir being brought into the covenant line, into the line of Judah. So in the line of Caleb, then we have some notably faithful folks, several scribes in his line, the keeper of the word of God. We have the Rechabites, closely associated with the Kenites, who were favored by the Israelites as ultimately descended from the father-in-law of Moses, right? He was the original Kenite, Jethro, Reuel, as he's sometimes known as. So notice that this genealogy, though it is a historical record, that it is also full of grace. And that's what I want you to see as we close. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms.